a library that welcomes the homeless rather than turning them away. The Edmonton Public Library has an outreach program for homeless people in the city. It's a program to assist and counsel the homeless and customers with addiction, mental health problems, or financial issues. I spoke with the manager at Edmonton's Stanley A. Milner Library, Richard Thornley, and outreach worker Jared Kachuk, about what the library is doing to help those in need in the City of Champions.
The Edmonton Public Library's outreach program is a program that was started about 4 years ago now. It was initially started under a grant from the provincial government, Safe Communities Innovation Fund. When the grant money expired, we mainstreamed the program essentially, and the staff now are paid EPL employees, and it's a regular part of Edmonton Public Library programming. In terms of what the program does, it works with customers at risk, customers who are living lives that may have certain kinds of challenges around homelessness, addictions, mental health, other health issues, financial issues, whatever. They have a pretty open door policy, and the three social workers who are part of the program will work with anyone who basically comes through the door.
Are there any difficulties in organizing something like this? Any problems that have come up in the last few years?
I like to characterize it as an infinite need and a finite resource. So one of the big challenges is around prioritization. You know, like, there are so many people that they could be working with. Who do they work with, and how do they decide who to work with? Some clients you might see, they're just like here and gone, and others are here and they've been seeing them now for 4 years.
What is it that you and the outreach workers do specifically?
Well, there's two main branches of our work. One is sort of more of based in relationships. I call it more of sort of spiritual work. A lot of people are so used to sort of being degraded when, you know, if they're marginalized, that they're used to being excluded. Even when they're being helped by a social service, it may still be a fairly bureaucratic process. Because we found that people sort of need a friend as much as they might need a place to live or something like that. And then the second tier of the work is to actually try to connect people to resources. So, you know, if people are homeless, we'll try to get them housing. But if they don't meet the eligibility, or, you know, they sort of fall between the cracks, or if there's huge waiting lists, which often happen, we'll sort of try to find them something else that might be affordable or interim while they wait. We're sort of, we try to fill in the gaps sort of between the system and the person. I always have mixed feelings, because to have an outreach project at the library is very progressive, very cutting edge, very effective. But at the same time, it's sort of an indictment of the system. When you have to put social workers in the library, it just shows how many people aren't being reached and supported.
This is Kurt Favish from CKUA, 94.9 FM on Cree Territory in Edmonton, Alberta.